Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
You're a Negro.
No.
I am your teacher. You are a Negro.
No.
Suppose I threatened to beat you, what would you say? Aren't you a Negro now?
No.
What are you?
I'm black and beautiful.
What is your nationality?
My nationality is Afro-American.
Suppose I had some money in my pocket. Suppose I gave you a dollar to say that you're an American Negro. This is money now. Money talks. Money talks. This dollar, and if you don't say it, you don't get it. You're an American Negro, aren't you?
No.
You won't have any money. You know you need money, don't you?
Yes.
You need money to live, don't you?
Yes.
All right. All you have to say, Leon, is that you're an American Negro. Aren't you an American Negro?
You walk into any mosque in America, and you just laid your hands on first person or the third person or the fifth person that you see, you realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American?
One 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech?
Not a secret. However, with programming such as Roots, 12 Years a Slave...
You call an Afro a natural. Natural means to be naturally from America. Not nationally from America. Naturally from America is to say that you are indigenous of America. Then you start to seeing it pop up all over the place. Now, the Afro-American is the first one to use the terminology of Afro. All right? Then Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Mexicans. These are indigenous people who had bushy hair.
The Atlantic is very fucking stormy, very stormy. Even the U.S. Navy, with their modern steel ships and giant aircraft carriers, avoid going directly across the Atlantic in most cases because of how bad the fucking storms are. Think about it. Nor'easters go over the Atlantic. Hurricanes are born in the Atlantic. So with that said, how are you bringing out these overloaded-ass ships with 300 people, allegedly, with supplies for the crew and maybe a few weapons and everything, and the crew? How do you bring out this overloaded-ass ship that might capsize at any second and then take it across a stormy-ass ocean? It's the reason why they call the fucking Pacific Ocean the Pacific Ocean. Pacific in Spanish means peaceful, because it's peaceful in comparison with the motherfucking stormy Atlantic. So how do you do this? How do you navigate such dangerous waters with an overweighted ship? Because if you got 300 human beings on the ship, it's overweighted.
Ah, this is one of my many unsuccessful experiments. You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. My many unsuccessful experiments. You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. Take away a coyote's liberty, and you've cut off his heir. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love.
Call it back again. Yeah, call it back again. Call it back again. For sure, we the God. That's right, we the God. Not saying that there isn't any God. However, you put your energy into your most high. The secret that's hidden lies between you and I. Have you questioned yourselves why they building all these jails? Incarceration on a high scale, turning a heaven into hell. We're running a rat race, but with a hare and a tortoise. It's tough to go back home, then why they don't support us? You can sell your soul for any of these quarters. But I'm trying to liberate the mothers and daughters. You say go, but I say no. If Adam was the first man, shouldn't he have an AFO? That was Cain Abel, to find this equal. In the land of not if they were the only people. Sipping through these losses harder than finding Nemo. The past will burn your bad like mustard gas and chemo. If you're going ham, stay away from me, bro. I hate to have to choose between the two lesser evils. Casting some more people, precision. They use worship to cause division, making sure I'm beginning with his. If we find the pieces to the puzzle that's missing, learning how to run our business, getting it, sovereignty gritting. Some people just need to learn to shut up and listen. Think you know everything but fail to realize the mission. I'm talking to these Hebrews, Muslims, or Christians. Anyone who's the finish, control religions. You misinterpret the Son of Don. I got you wondering what I'll be on. The secret is you're in North Rocky Blue Line. I'm a root con.
Call it back again. Yeah, call it back again. Call it back again. For sure, we the God. That's right, we the God. Not saying that there isn't any God. However, you put your energy into your most high. The secret that's getting lost between you and I.
It's harmony, soul, peace, to the monotonous energy. That's formed in the sky. Up high, like you're flying in the jet. Great, like the plans that you've done in flesh. So let's rest, because we on a long quest. Many times in this life cycle, on to the next intersection. Supreme intelligence of perfection is my confession. That you're on a vacation in time of motion. Vibrate fast on the frequency high motion. I'm closer like I'm going down here. Fire, earth, air, water, it's the element shield of you, the God in flesh. Known to man that is so complex. And yes, nothing greater or less to the bounds of all creation. At its best potential, the lowest point of your visual. To 0-29-29, back to zero. Now who's the hero? Dedicated to one of the oldest people on earth that exists right now, that has been found and ready to be crowned. King is a beautiful thing to the fullest climax. Power filled with energy. Peace to the God.
Call it back again. Yeah, call it back again. Call it back again. We the God. That's right, we the God. Not saying that there isn't any God. However, you put your energy into your most high. The secret that's hidden lies between you and I.
It's DJ Joey Bounce, L Bay, on the bottom line.
I'm right. What's going down, y'all? All right, you sitting on the bottom line right here on Hindsight Radio. Let me make sure I can be heard right quick. Let me see here. Let's just go to the call lines real quick. 314-802, can you hear me? 314-802, can you hear me? All right, go to another one. Let's go to 912-247, can you hear me?
Peace, bro.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. Peace, all right.
Can you hear me, bro?
Sitting in. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joey B. What's going on?
It's all good, man. You know, we at the seminar today. We're doing the seminar here in Arizona today. You know, I'm live from the seminar.
What? I know that's a shut, man. That's crazy. My soul pleaded to wanted to be there, man. But I know y'all got one coming to the A soon, so I know that's going. I know that's going bananas right now.
Oh, it's all good, man. You know we doing a damn thing, man. You know it's not as big as most of our seminars be, but we definitely in here chopping it up with the people, making sure they get this information. You know what I mean?
Right, right. That's peace, man. I'm glad. First of all, let me know this is gonna be an early show tonight. Yeah, I was thinking because usually, you know, we jam out for a minute and then you come on. So I was just shocked that you even picked up that fast. But
I know nobody's expecting me to come in this quick. It's good. I got a nice little topic we're gonna talk about, and then I'm gonna come back to the car line. So if you wanna holler at me, stay in the car line.
Oh, that's juicy, man. That's cool. Well, do your thing, man.
Okay.
Continue to be great, man.
Okay,
I'm on my way.
Okay, no doubt. All right, peace. All right. So tonight, y'all, we're gonna talk about this corporation. So I'm not gonna go too deep into it because I got some real heavy lessons coming up in the next couple weeks that I'm gonna be really laying on y'all. I wanna make sure that we get a good understanding. So tonight what we're gonna do is we're gonna build a little bit of a foundation with this corporation soul thing, and we're gonna get this popping. So real quick, let's take a quick commercial break like we always do, pay a couple bills. When we come back, we're gonna get in on this religious corporation corp soul information. I wanna make sure that y'all understand this in its full capacity, okay? All right, you're sitting right here on the bottom line, right here on Hindsight Radio. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. You're sitting with your boy Joey Bounce, L. Bay. Peace to the gods.
It's DJ Joey Bounce, L. Bay, on the bottom line.
It's 1999, my nigga. Think about back in the days when the yellow daddy, my little nigga on the grind, gotta get my doing my crime with two in hand, steady taking my ends from my third down on the clear 9-9. Hitting up the graveyard ship with Brian, little wheel, big body and wishbone. Little Wally, high rollers, anyway, the white niggas so strong. Crazy bone, step right, take my stuff, kept a nigga on his toes in the game. It's an everyday thing when you're listening to pain. Gotta make a grand at least daily, man. Them Cleveland hustlers, never no buster, stuck to the heartbeat of niggas from the land pool. And the old school, just like I just did it. Fuckin' with truth, rest in peace, little nigga. Rip the strap that phone, love smoking no bud. Cause a nigga most of callin', I'm a nigga for the time to nut him. And the 9-9 niggas gon' drop to the number one with your gun, so run, run. Cleveland is the city where a nigga come from, slinging them
niggas that's going down. Up in the city town, in the muck with a thug, and a nigga with the bug and the fifth rose. But the niggas don't come, let them up with that party, ways that niggas roll up to Buddha. Fuck it all, that nigga don't step on the reaper. More fun than up on the dick club, but this sounds like Elijah when this nigga scream.
Putting them bodies all up in them graves. Welcome to naturalistherbs.com.
Treat yourself to the luxury of nature. Coming soon, 100% natural shea butter, natural moisturizer, just for the skin.
NaturalistHerbs.com.
Come get a health reading and find out exactly what your body is missing. Then check out the herbal elixirs that will get your body back to its optimal level.
NaturalistHerbs.com.
While you're at naturalherbs.com, get your fill of any one of the natural herbal elixir teas. They have from 1 to 10 to target specific organs and areas of your temple. For your blood, lungs and respiratory system, male and female organs, digestive tract, skin purification, chakras, rejuvenation of brain cells, respiratory system, bone and muscle detox. Experience the power of healing at naturalherbs.com. Get your organic Irish sea moss at naturalherbs.com. Get the most out of your body from naturalherbs.com. You have to fight the constant attacks being waged against your temple. Free shipping on orders $25 or more. While you're at it, go over to makemorecommerce.com and check out the packages they have to provide you with remedy. That's makemorecommerce.com. Go check it out right now.
NaturalistHerbs.com.
I used to let the mic smoke, now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When it's gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn, but think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music, maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it, even if it's...
Alright, peace to the gods and welcome back. You're sitting in right here on Hindsight Radio, broadcasting live. What hotel is this? I don't even know what hotel. This is the Double Tree, y'all. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I do not like Arizona. I won't even lie to y'all, man. It's nice and warm here, but other than that, I don't like it. All right, so tonight we're talking about corporation sales, right? And I feel like we got to get into this and we got to start talking about this because we need better understanding in terms of what this is and how we got to operate with this corporation soul, and the fact that we are already under a corporation soul. Okay? The United States is a corporation soul. Now, let's get some working definitions, okay? A corporation soul is a legal entity consisting of a single sole incorporated office, right? Occupied, okay, by a single sole natural person, right? Now, corporation soul is one of two types of corporations, okay? The other being a corporation aggregate, okay? Now, a corporation aggregate is a legal person, okay, if you will, when we start talking about it. But corporation aggregate essentially is a legal person that's capable, excuse me, of holding legal rights and obligations, right, with certain legal ramifications, if you will, right? But they can enter into contracts, they can be sued, and they can sue, okay? Talking about, like, legal capacity here, all right? Now, corporation souls, this allows corporations, often religious corporations, okay, or commonwealth governments, to pass without interval in time from one office holder, okay, to the next, okay? Now, this gives the positions of legal continuity, if you will, right? So, essentially, there's, like, subsequent office holders. And so, like, you could look at it kind of like the office of the president, if you And there's certain powers that this person has, and he has predecessors, okay? But this person essentially is operating as a natural person or a corporation soul for the corporation, right? And this is funny because this takes us to what's known as the crown, right? And a lot of people, we talk about the crown, and the crown is the crown of England. The crown of England is also a corporation soul, okay? Now, the corporation soul has its origins in ecclesiastical law, okay, which is religious law. Now, most corporation souls are church-related. For example, the Archbishop of Canterbury, okay? But some political offices in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States are also corporation souls. Now, in the United Kingdom, for example, many of the secretaries of state are corporation souls. So what do you think the damn secretary of states are here? Okay, corporation souls. All right, so did our music stop? I think our music stopped. Let's kick that up, can we? All right, cool. All right, so now I want you to keep in mind that when we start talking about corporation souls, what we're talking about is the concept of a corporation, okay? And this is rooted in religious law. Ecclesiastical law. This is where a lot of people are getting this exemption from, okay? This religious exemption that we talk about, this ecclesiastical exemption, comes from the corp soul. Peace to the gods. Peace to everybody that's tuned in. Okay. Akeem up in his room somewhere, I guess. He said he's tired. He started off teaching today. Well, actually, I started teaching today, and then he went in. Jonah's up now, so we take turns when we giving this info out. All right, got a nice little size room in there. All right, but let me keep going. Right now, the concept of corporation soul originated as a means for orderly transfer of ecclesiastical property, right? Serving to keep the title within the denomination or the religious society. So in order to keep the religious property from being treated as the estate of the vicar of the church, right? And the vicar of the church, okay, the vicar is a representative, a deputy, substitute, or anybody that's acting as an agent for the superior, whoever the superior is, right? So vicar is the word. Okay, so we're talking about the origins of this thing, right? So, in ecclesiastical law, okay, the concept of a corporation, and we start talking about corp soul, was to keep property, right, in a specific place. So the property was titled to the office of the corporation soul, right? So you got to look at the United States. The United States is a corporation soul. What are they doing with all the property here? Mad property here in the United States. Okay. Now, the Roman Catholic Church continues to use corporations, okay, and corporation souls in holding titles of property. You see? So, what you think is going on with that birth certificate of yours? Okay. Now, the form of a corporation soul, okay, to serve the needs of very small church or religious society, as well as a large diocese. Now, by reducing the complexity of the organization to a single office and its holder, the need for bylaws is eliminated. Okay, and the pastor of the church or the overseer of the society, okay, is then not obligated to deal with the board of directors. Right. So I want y'all to keep in mind that what I'm giving y'all right now essentially is like two different things, because you have to understand that number one, corp souls are being created every day that they create birth certificates, and they're being created every time somebody creates a religious association. Now, let's take a further look at this, because the United States is a religious corp soul. And your birth certificate is the property of it until you claim it. Right? And with us knowing this, we should have a pretty clear understanding of the fact that it's all about property. Okay? All about property. Now, every state of the United States recognizes corporation souls under common law. Okay? Now, states have specific statutes that stipulate the conditions under which that state recognizes the corporation soul that are filed with the state for acquiring, holding, and disposing of title for church or religious society property. Now, almost any religious society or any church can qualify for filing as a corporation soul. There can be no legal limitations to specific denominations. Therefore, a Buddhist temple or a Jewish community center would qualify as quickly as a Christian church. Now, some states also recognize corporation souls for various other nonprofit purposes, okay, including performing art groups, scientific research groups, educational institutions, okay, private societies in your home. All of this shit can be considered corporation souls, unincorporated corporation souls. Okay? All right, so let's move on. And I, you know, I'm going to pull out a couple of laws because I want y'all to see how this thing works. I mean, this is just it's beautiful when you can start putting this stuff together, okay? Now, let's talk about religious corporations because a religious corporation is a type of religious nonprofit organization which has been unincorporated under the law or incorporated under the law, depending on what you're doing. Now, often these type of corporations are recognized under the law on what they call a subnational level, right? For instance, by a state or a province, right? Or a could even be a county. Now, the government agency responsible for regulating corporations is usually the official holder of the records, right? So, for instance, your Secretary of State. In the United States, religious corporations are formed like all other nonprofit corporations by following articles of unincorporation or articles of incorporation. Okay? Now, religious corporation articles need to have standard tax exempt languages, right? And that's essentially where, you know, the IRS comes into play. Now, in the United States, religious corporations are subject to a less rigorous state and federal filing and reporting requirements that many other tax-exempt organizations such as mutual benefit nonprofit corporations, right, 501c3s, okay, and public benefit nonprofit corporations have to file, right? They got to go file taxes. So depending on the state in which they are located, they may also be exempt from some of the inspections or regulations governing non-religious groups performing the same services. So y'all got to start looking at this, right? Because when you form, I was talking about this today in the seminar, right? When we start looking at how we're forming these particular corporations, or excuse me, I shouldn't say corporations, unincorporated associations, we have to start looking at the fact that we're forming these particular unincorporated associations as corp souls. Okay? Very simple. You get your EIN number. Okay? You set this up as a religious association under your 9-8 number. Okay? You get your DBA. Okay? You do articles of formation. You do articles of indenture. Okay, you go set that business up. Oh, and you go get you a certificate of good standing from the state. That's all you need. Boom, bow, you out of there. Go to the bank account, get your bank account set up, and you in there. What's the number? 425. What's the hindsight number, y'all? I got it. 425-569-5169. Okay? 425-569-5169. So if you need to call in, you call in and holler at me, all right? We're broadcasting live from Arizona today, doing a seminar out here with my man Jonah Bay and Akeem L. Okay, we're talking about corporation souls, because I want you to understand that that straw man is a corporation soul, and any type of entity that you set up should be a corporation soul. Why? Because it is exempt from taxes. Religious corporations are permitted to designate a person to act in the capacity of what's called a corporation soul. Now, this is a person who acts as the official holder of the title on property. Now, the question you should be asking yourself, is who's holding title to my property? Right? Corporation soul. Who is holding title to your property? See, the corporation soul operates specifically for the religious corporation. So I don't want y'all to get that confused. See, the straw man is a corporation soul. Why? Because who is it operating for the benefit of? The United States, the public. Which is also a corporation soul. And when we start talking about it, who's the real owner? Because like we were talking about this earlier, if you're suing the United States, you're suing the wrong person. You should be suing the District of Columbia, the religious corporation, not the corporation soul. You know what I mean? Who under Hindsight Radio on in the chat? Who's that? Akeem? Is that Akeem? Who's that? Under Hindsight Radio. All right. So now I want to go on to this because this is we don't have a lot of time, and I want to make sure I can get through this because I still got to go back and deal with a bunch of people at the seminar. So now, what is a corporation? So we'll just go over this again because we have some people that join us. Okay, the corporation soul is the least talked about yet most powerful way that a church organization can organize their finances, okay, right now. So even though the history of corporation souls show that it's Christianity's oldest form, okay, because it really is. This is how they've been organizing churches forever. Now, think about this. Isn't the United States based on religion, right? Everything they do, the courts and everything, it's all based on religion. Right, so they founded this whole country as a corporation soul, as a religious corporation, and they got a bunch of religious corporation souls running around out here, if you will. Okay, all right, my man in the chat. Peace to everybody in the chat too. We got quite a few people in tonight. All right, so I'm gonna break this down for y'all. All right, now. Before we discuss the corporation soul, let's just make sure that we understand the corporation soul is neither your church nor your ministry. Okay? There's nothing more than an incorporated or an unincorporated office position. You understand that? This is why the president is in his position. That's an office position. He's a corporation soul. Okay? It literally acts as the treasurer or the trustee. Okay, for financial activities. So my nigga, you are a trustee for the financial activities of the straw man. Okay, so notice that I said the corporation soul is an unincorporated office. Okay, within a church and not the church itself. See, this is very small but extremely important. When you start looking at the laws, right? 501D, 501C3, that's what makes a difference. Okay. I'm not really sure why a lot of people set up 501c3s. You're giving the government the duty to run all over your shit when you do that. Okay? So let's go into this law, because I want to pull this, and I thought this was good. This is 26 USC. Okay, hold on a second. 26 USC 508C1A. Okay? This is how I read. Special rules. Okay, new organizations must notify the Secretary of State that they are applying for recognition, right? And that's if you're a 501c3, but we're not setting those up, right? Now, presumption, you go to Section B, it says presumption that organizations are private foundations, except as provided in subsection C, any organization, including the organization in existence on October 9th, 1969, which is described in Section 501c3, and which does not notify the Secretary of State at such time in such manner by regulations, that is not a private foundation, shall be presumed to be a private foundation. So if you don't notify them that your shit is private, they just assume that it is. Do you see what I'm saying? This is under their shit. This is how laid back and relaxed some of these laws are. Because they got to follow the Constitution. Now, let's talk about mandatory exceptions. Okay? Churches, they're integrated auxiliaries and conventions or associations of churches, or any organization which is not a private foundation. Okay? So under 26 U.S. Code 508, they're telling you that you don't have to tell them, you don't have to report to the Secretary of State when you're setting up a 501D, a religious corp soul, a religious corporation, if you will. Or let's just call it a religious trust, because that's really what it is. We're setting up a religious trust, and that religious trust is creating businesses from the trust. Okay? Very important that we understand this when we start setting up unincorporated religious associations. Okay. It's all about nonprofit. But the thing is, are you going to be taxed or not? So your corporation's soul, they're all around us. See, and it's in all the churches that you see are corporation souls, essentially. Like the United States, as a church, had a constitutional right to create corporation souls. See, by the United States Constitution, the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the assembly, right to due process, right? All of this was done under a religious corporation. Okay? But see, the problem was that under 501c3, under the Internal Revenue Code, we lost every one of those rights. And those rights became privileges. Right? Temporary advantages, if you will. There's stuff that's granted to you by the state. It can be taken away, just like your damn driver's license. Okay? Now, here's something that you should know. As a religious organization in the United States, which is a 501c3, okay, has to report to the IRS. Okay? It reports to the IRS every year. See, I think a lot of people are missing. It's like this, right? When you're doing discharge, what happens when you do discharge? You send the discharge check along with the IRS stuff. I see you in the beauty. I'll get with you. Just take me back. All right, I got you. Your discharge stuff, right? So, like, let's say you're discharging. The 1099, 1099A, 1096, those don't go back to the Treasury. The Treasury directs you to send them to the IRS. Why? Because they're doing the bookkeeping. They've been appointed as a religious corp soul. If you just start looking around you, you'll see it. See, churches got to have some type of legal existence in order to hold property and to conduct business, right? And these people, they conduct business under what they call the body of Christ, okay? So when you're in these courtrooms, you got to know that they're using the Bible. This is why the Bible is so powerful in court, because they're operating off of religious corpso, religious law, okay? And next week, we're going to really get into this. I got a lot of information I'm going to drop on y'all next week. So I'm kind of skimming through some of my notes here this week because I want y'all to get a good understanding just of the basics, right? Now, the corporation's soul is mandatorily accepted, okay, from filing tax returns pursuant to 26 U.S.C. 508 and 6033. The corporation's soul reserves all of its rights under the Constitution, and it is faithful to its calling as a witness to the rightful head, right? And they call that the crown. Now, the 501c3 has no immunity from government inspection, right? And this is why I tell people, don't ever set up a 501c3, because that means that they can come in your shit and look through all of your stuff. The 501c3 has restrictions, okay? You got to deal with the public. Now, here's one of the biggest things about when you're setting up a 501c3, because remember, there are different types of corporation souls. The 501c3 can be represented in court only by an attorney. See, the church under a corporation soul can be represented by an overseer, right? And the attorney as co-counsel, or just as the overseer by himself. Once an attorney has been hired by the 501c3, the court has been granted jurisdiction over the case. Okay. So I want y'all to just get a good understanding that there's different types of corp souls. The United States is set up as a corp soul. Your birth certificate is a corp soul. Okay, and it's a pretty good chance that property, this is why we tell you to authenticate the birth certificate, because it doesn't become yours until you authenticate the property. Okay, and under 26 U.S.C. 508, okay, so talking about tax-exempt status, if you really want that status, I highly recommend that you create some type of tax-exempt organization if you're not going to do a nationality process. This way you can get tax-exempt, you can create a business. There's a lot of benefits to understanding corp soul. All right. So I'm going to go too far into this tonight because I don't have that much time. Like, I really want to dive into this. So we're going to take some phone calls, see what's going on out there tonight, and then we'll get up out of here. Short show tonight. All right. So let's take a couple calls. We'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break, give me some water, and then we'll take some calls. All right. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. You're sitting right here on Hindsight Radio. Bottom line, peace to the gods.
Republican primary voters, will you tone down your rhetoric a bit? Will you reach out to minorities more?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm going to do great with the African-American minority. You know, if you look at minorities, the African-American poll came out, how is it 25%? No Republican's been above 7 or 8%. I'm going to do great with the African Americans. I think I'm going to do great with the Hispanics. I think I'm going to do great with the Asians.
But you said absolutely you are going to take a little bit different approach as a general election
nominee?
I
don't know if I want to change so much. Look, the African Americans love me because they know I'm going to bring back jobs.
Not all.
Look at what happened. Look at what happened as an example with African American youth. 54%, 58%. They don't even know it's so high. They can't get jobs. Look at African-American people in their prime, 30s and 40s and 50s. Look at their unemployment rate. They want jobs. They're going to like me better than they like Obama. The truth is, Obama has done nothing for them. He's African-American.
Africans are going to like you better than the first African-American president?
I think that, relatively speaking, I mean, he does have a slight advantage, in all fairness. But I think, relatively speaking, when I'm finished, I think they will absolutely love Donald Trump. I'm going to bring back jobs. I'm going to create wealth for the country. People are going to partake. We're going to take back jobs from China, from Japan, from Mexico, from all these countries that are ripping us off. And African Americans are going to benefit. And by the way, Hispanics are going to benefit. I have now thousands of Hispanics that work for me. I've had tens of thousands over my lifetime that have worked for me. These are great people. They want...
It's DJ Joey Bounce, L Bay, on the bottom line.
We fucking sitting around here bullshitting, man. Nickel and diamond, man. Real, man, I'm tired of this fucking shit with us, man. We fucking satisfied with new sneakers, pair of fucking sunglasses, and chicken wings and fried rice every night. Talking about we ate good, man. Saying we thinking too fucking petty. We nickel and fucking diamond, man. T, how long we gonna do these jitsis, man? Come on, man. This shit is bullshit, man. It's bullshit, man. We ain't getting no real fucking money doing this shit, man. Y'all two niggas, man. Y'all talking about the NFL?
NBA, man, they pick niggas for that, B. You from the street, man.
They pick people for that. Y'all ain't going in the NFL.
Talent.
Y'all motherfuckers got talent. Bagging that weed up, going outside, selling it, and bringing that money back to talent.
Man.
That's y'all talent, man.
Come on, man. Y'all...
Look, America don't give us a fucking plan B, man. America is not fucking scheduled for us, man.
So what about a plan C?
I'm fucking serious, man. Y'all niggas is bullshitting, man. Y'all niggas is fucking playing games. The way this shit go is you supposed to fucking go to high school, go to college, get out of college, make $30,000. After that, they gonna take taxes. After taxes, you down to $20,000. You gotta get 10% of that for your student loans that you've been going to fucking school paying for. Now you down to fucking $12,000 a year. Your rent is fucking $500 a month. Now you down to fucking $5,000 a year. You gotta eat. How you gonna get fresh? This shit is not scheduled for us, man. We too petty, man. I'm telling you, man.
So what's this?
Look, there's a Honda, there's a Ferrari.
This is a Hyundai. This is a Ferrari. Which one y'all want, nigga?
Shit. A Ferrari. That's what we want.
A Ferrari, a Carrera. Fuck wrong with him, B. I think that's what it is.
Oh, now you were one lucky nigger.
You better listen to your boss, white boy.
Oh, I'm gonna go walking in the moonlight with you.
You wanna hold my hand?
Black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay they ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bible. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black cops. Black cops. Black cops. I need 100 black cops. Black cops. Oh Lord. Black cops. I need 100. I seen 100 niggas die. I put that on my life, Lord, I wouldn't tell a lie, unless it had to do with mine. In the middle of the night, killers coming for your life, all you wanna do is shine. I broke off the chains, only the realest remain. See you praying to Jesus, but will that help ease the pain? See your brother get slain, for a jar full of change. Yet I post on the block, look like I'm Big Daddy Kane. Is you a cat or a mouse? Keep some rats out the house. A lot of scars on my back, tattoos all around. 100 dead bitches, 100 black coffins. Money on this dead bitch, I'm trying to make a fortune. I need 100 black coffins for 100 bad men. 100 black grapes so I can lay they ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black coffee. Black coffee. Black coffee. I need 100 black coffee. Black coffee. I seen 100 women burn as they stood firm. Treat a nigga like a germ. What did she do to deserve? Put me on a farm, big feet in a jar. Serve it to me warm. Many questions, they hang them. Better pray for Chachango. Got me working in fields too many years to keep famous. All I want is my woman, such a wonderful mother. All the days that it rains, cut them out bright like the summer.
All right. Peace to the gods. Welcome back. Sitting right here on the bottom line, right here on Hindsight Radio. Tonight is a short show. We are live from Arizona. So if you missed the first half of the show, I encourage you to download podcasts so you can go back and listen to all of the episodes for free. They become available about 30 minutes after we get off the air. All right, so let's go to the call line, take some calls so we can get up out of here. We are talking about Corporation Soul tonight, all right? 314-802, you're on the bottom line. Peace to the gods. All right, Marte, we're going to... Marte, come on, brother. You got to have your mic ready to go. We're going to get a brother a minute. We're going to give him a minute.
Peace to the gods, my brother.
There you go.
Peace
you
to
doing,
the
God.
All right.
Peace, brother.
All right, brother. How you be?
I'm good. We out here in Arizona doing this seminar.
Yeah, I sort of slow. But on this Corp Soul, so that 501D would be the best.
That 501D would be the best. In my opinion, it's the best. Now, me and Jonah, we kind of go back and forth over this because he thinks that there's too much involved paperwork-wise. But
uh-huh.
I say if you do it correctly, you can still get the bank account and everything set up. So it really depends on how you want to do it. But in terms of a 501D versus a 501C3, for sure, you want to do a 501D.
Okay then. Well, I'm gonna communicate with you. I've been missing you, but I'm gonna hit you up this week, brother.
Yeah, man. I tried to call you, man.
I know it, man. I just got my cell phone back working, so I'm gonna text you and
okay.
let you know.
Okay, yeah, text
all
me.
All right, my brother. So,
wrap, okay.
Yeah. So, where y'all gonna be at next, y'all? Y'all decided where y'all coming next?
Yeah. We got another seminar in Atlanta on the 23rd of this month coming up in 2 weeks.
The 23rd? Wow.
Uh huh. Yep.
The 23rd.
I'm working on trying
man.
To get us one in Missouri, man. I know you waiting on that Missouri one. I'm working on it more, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, my brother.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Good to hear from you. Make sure you reach out to me,
like
okay?
Fine. All right.
Okay,
I'm going to say peace to the God.
All right, peace. All right, God, peace. All right. Let's go to 912-247. You're on the bottom line.
Peace. Your bounce.
Peace, brother.
Hey, man. Great show, man. So that was interesting about the Corp Soul.
So... Okay, so, I mean, I'm a minister, man. I
know we're the Moors, we're the L's. You know, I'm a Yisrael, but I'm an L just the same. So I went and got my DBA, mm-hmm. but it says music on it, you know. Also, man, thank you, man. I studied a couple of your shows about the process of the, what's that thing? It's the motion, not the motion to dismiss, but the motion for discovery, man. It was great. So, yeah, that's another thing. Let me get to that first. So I've been studying your show and Akeem's show about the motion for discovery. So I had another case. I don't want five now. I'm going on six. Messing around, listening to y'all understand the true law, what it really is, what it ain't. So you know, y'all are blessing to the people. I always like to say that first, cause I mean, you got haters, but y'all are blessing to the people. You're blessing to my family directly. They tried to throw me in jail for 2 years, bro. 2 years.
Wow.
But anyway,
wow.
So I got this other one. They did something called they amended the charges. But when they amended the charges, they told me mm-hmm. to sign for it. I never signed for it. I never put the name of the illegals on there. I put my spiritual name on there, and then I put under duress. So, you know, those amended charges means that they canceled the first charges, and they set up whole new charges, which is duplicity of law.
But my issue is you know, I went through the class, I went through the understanding of if you do it within the first 21 days, you do the motion to dismiss within the first 21 days, you should be good because they got to answer that. And I did the whole thing, Rule 12B and all of that type of stuff as well. But my issue is when we're doing all these motions, how do I get an answer from these things that I do? Like, for instance, I got another little ticket for driving without insurance or driving without valid license, but my license was valid. It's just that I got jammed. That last time I got jammed, I went ahead and got a speeding ticket at the same time. When I got the speeding ticket, they said I missed the court date. So they say I missed the court date, then they suspended my license. So then I'm riding around thinking everything cool. The dude pulled me over and said, hey, listen, I'm taking you to jail for driving on a suspended license. I'm like, yo, I got proof that I was in jail,
well,
so this is why my license
first
suspended.
First of all, have you, okay, did they take you to jail?
Did they take me to jail?
Yeah,
they did. I bonded
did.
Out.
Yeah,
and then bonded.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you done an injunction yet?
Yes, my injunction is done. It worked again yesterday. So funny. Me and the girls have been done with it yesterday, and the police ran behind me, took my ID, ran back. That, you know, the chain is on their screen. So anyway, yeah, mm-hmm. But the injunction's rocking, but I did it in the county of in DeKalb County. I did it in another county, but not DeKalb. You see, so when I got arrested, or well, when I initially got the ticket, it was because I didn't have the injunction in that county, but I had the injunction in two other counties where I'm cool. So I understand what everybody's saying when they say you got to send it to all of them that you travel. So I'm going to get that done, which is another question. If I've already sent it to the governor of that state and I sent it to two other counties already, I don't have to send that injunction again to the governor. I have to send it to that other county and then CC the governor and the attorney general, right?
You talking about with your injunction?
Right, with the injunction. Like, say you were in Florida, you did Broward County.
I never sent my injunction to the governor. Now you can, because the governor technically is the person in the state who looks over the laws. He's supposed to make sure the laws are being followed. But I never sent mine to the governor. I always send it to the secretary of state. I send it to the attorney general.
Right.
Okay?
And then I also
send it to the sheriff.
Right, I did him too. But I just sent mine to the governor as well.
Okay,
and I put notice
of
principal, agent, and notice the agent is notice of principal. So, you know, once you're giving notice to one, you give notice. Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, okay, so that's all good. So I just resend another one to this other county that I'm traveling more frequently into. I'll just send one to that sheriff. But so in the event, like, okay, so I went up there. And I had all my paperwork, because your paperwork is supposed to procedure. I go up there for my, they send me a paper with a court date for August 8th. But I'm trying to get my paperwork in, you know, if I ain't even do the constitutional challenge. I just started off with the motion to dismiss, because if you don't use it, like you said, you lose that opportunity. But they're not taking the paperwork.
Yeah, you gotta do it first of all.
But they're not taking the paperwork.
They're not taking paperwork
as well? Because they said there is no charges yet. It's in temporary status, and you haven't actually been charged. So until you actually charge,
you
can't take.
Do you have a court date?
I do have a court date.
Okay, so you got to go to arraignment.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. But I wanted my paperwork to precede me before the arraignment. That's what the arraignment is. So that's what that next court date is the arraignment. But I'm trying to have it there ahead of time so everybody know, because that was what, you know, we've been explained to do, to have your paperwork procedure. But it should be fine for me to hand it in right then and right at that time?
Well, you can. You can have it right there ready to go. And I mean, personally, me, what I do is I send a copy to the court, certified mail. I take a copy with me. And I take three copies with me, one to give to the clerk, one to give to the judge, and one to give to the prosecutor.
Okay. So I'm just going to mail it, because they're not trying to take it, but they have to take something that's been mailed. So they can't not take something that I send mail certified. So that's good. I'll do that. I'll send that on Monday morning. Okay, so with the – okay, say we in the event that you do the motion to dismiss, right, or motion for discovery in 30 days has passed. You know, I know you do a motion to compel discovery, right? From after that point.
Oh, you can if they haven't given you discovery, you can.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to make sure that I hit every bullet that I got handling another case. So.
Yeah. I mean, if they haven't done that, if the motion to dismiss, you want to do the motion to dismiss, but you want to ask for discovery right off bat though, before you even do a motion to dismiss, I'd ask for discovery.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was listening to the classes. I'm sorry. I guess I took that backwards, that before you, that the motion to discovery was a pleading that had to happen after the motion to dismiss to be done.
Because
I know motion,
he
don't have no discovery.
No. You missed what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'll go in asking for discovery. I want all of the information that they have on me before I even do a motion to dismiss, so I can see what their improper service was.
Okay, so just put your motion to discovery in first to see what they even got in the first place, even if they do it. Because I went and I listened to a King show. I'm taking all 25
well, you don't even
questions.
Have to, you don't even have to motion the court for discovery. I mean, you can ask for discovery up front. They don't give it to you, then you can motion for it.
Yeah, I don't trust them, so I'm just going to motion for it and have all the paperwork
so there ain't no excuse to it. But you can put it in. I mean, you know, you got to go through this process with them. But just know that motion to dismiss is going to be an important factor for you right off the bat.
Wait, say it again? I didn't hear you.
The motion to dismiss.
Right.
And you got a simple
case,
man. What is that?
Yeah. I've won two of these already. I'm just trying to learn from the master, bro. That's all it is. And I like talking to y'all. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. I mean, I'm just saying, you got a motion to dismiss for a traffic case. That's pretty open shut, though. You can do improper service on that.
Right.
You may not even,
right.
You may not even have to get that far where you even got to ask for all of that extra service. I've seen a lot of, and the thing is, sometimes with them cases, they will remove them to higher courts, the superior courts. You know, you can go get your remedy. You could do a motion to remove it, too.
Huh.
I tell people,
okay.
You're not even supposed to be in those courts, honestly. Those are Article 1 and Article 2 courts. Those are not constitutional courts.
Okay.
Those courts
That's
are,
what I was thinking.
Those are...
The municipal
actions.
They are municipal,
but they like mock trial courts.
Right. They're not actual.
They actually put your ass in jail, but that's mock trial.
Right, but they're putting you in jail because you're the trustee and you're not establishing that you're the owner. As soon as I start establishing myself as the owner and telling them that they're the trustee and I can't be a surety, only the trustee can be a surety, then that really, you know, I've learned through trial error here that works really well when you establish that you can't be the surety, so you can't throw me in jail for that. Y'all the surety. And I went and got a copy of the oath of office.
I tell people
get it at
all
the pro,
the time.
What you said? Yeah, I'm just saying, when I went and got that oath of office and it proved and showed that they was the trustee and it said that they the trustee, you can't now make me the trustee. Now that can you make me the surety, because you the surety and you swore oath to it. I'm the owner or the beneficiary, because there's certain hats that each one got to wear. But that's cool, man. So I'm interested in that sole proprietorship. I did a DBA. Should I do another DBA stating that I'm a minister of music, you know what I'm saying? And then go ahead and do the sole proprietorship
as a religious corporation.
How
many questions you got, bro?
I don't get a lot of time to talk
Man, this is a short show, bro. I'm not going to answer all these questions, I'll answer this last one for you, man. The thing about...
That's all good.
You got a question about what? What was the question about?
So earlier you come with the sole proprietorship. Yeah, so I did a DBA, and the only thing I put on the DBA was musician, but I didn't put minister of music, you know, go through it with the religious aspect of it all, because everything is based in religion. So should I do another DBA with the sole proprietorship stating that, hey, listen, you know, I'm a minister of music in a religious organization, and do it through that way, or would my other DBA be just fine?
No, because when you do a DBA, so... Do you have a company or organization?
Not yet, man. I got everything. I just haven't got my business, my bank account. They gave me the form to start the bank account. I just wanted to make sure everything was right, and I've been operating through the CPNs and building those.
Okay, let me see if I can explain this, because there may be other people with this question. When you do a DBA, there's several types of DBAs that you can do. You could do a DBA for your estate, doing business as the straw man. You can do a DBA for your foreign national name, doing business as the estate. You can do a DBA for your foreign national name, doing business as the straw man. Then if we're talking about business, then if we're talking about business, like specifically business, like let's say that you own a record label. If your record label is called
True Music and True Music Records, right? True Music Records can be a trust, and you can set up a trust called True Music Records Trust, and then that can go and create a business called True Music Records Incorporated or something, or Unincorporated Association. And then what you can do is you can do a DBA, and then the DBA will be True Music Trust doing business as True Music Unincorporated. That makes sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes logical sense. That's the move I'm on now. That's all good.
Yeah, that's how.
All right, man. I thank you, man. I don't want to take you all your time, man. I appreciate you. Do what y'all doing,
man. I appreciate you calling, bro. All right, peace. All right, let's go to the next caller. 1111. Hotep.
Peace, Joey.
Hotep.
Hotep. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. I don't know too much about that corporate. What was it you talking about? I came in a little late. I'm going to have to listen to the show again.
The corporation. So, yeah, you got to go back and listen. But, you know, the birth certificate, you know, the United States, all this stuff is under religious corporation law, right? Because the United States is a religious corporation. And you are a corp soul under that.
Yeah, I'm going to, corp soul. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to the show, though.
What was that, a T, 501T, as in Tom?
501D, as in David.
Oh, I'm sorry?
D, as in David.
Okay, yeah, okay. 501D, mm-hmm. All right.
D.
And
D.
I wanted to ask you about the third-party debt collector.
Uh-huh.
Letter, the impermissible credit pool. The statute you have on there, is that federal, so it covers all the states, or do you have to change it for each
so
state?
If you see if you see FCRA or FDCPA on there, 15 USC or 1692, those are federal codes. If you see anything else on there, like if you see RSMO, that's the revised statutes of Missouri. Or if you see something like that, just go Google it, and it'll tell you if it's a state or federal. But normally, in my letters, I keep them federal. This way, it can apply to everybody. Because what applies to me in Missouri may not apply to you, in Georgia or wherever you are. Okay.
You there? Yeah. So.
Yeah. Can you? Did you hear me?
Okay. USC is federal. Okay. And the FRCA is the same as
That's the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That's the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Yeah. Is that? Oh, that's not the same as the. Oh, so I'm gonna need this letter, and the impermissible credit pool. The FRCA.
Yeah, you're gonna. Yeah. So, on my website, I have two letters that you can purchase. I have a FCRA letter. Right, and I have an FDCPA letter. One letter, which is that. So the FDCPA letter is for when they're reporting in your credit. Right, that's when they're reporting in your credit, and you didn't have no idea that they was reporting. You don't know who they are. The other one, FCRA, is when they're pulling your credit without your permission.
Okay, so that's the impermissible credit pool letter.
That's right.
Okay.
So I got two letters that you can get. Yeah, but, I mean, both of the letters are set up so you can get some money off that credit.
Okay. And also, the paperwork to put your car in trust, is that on your website? Because I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you need to get the car trust webinar. It comes with the car trust webinar.
Okay, that's all. I'm not going to hold you.
Okay, all right. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, talk to you later. Okay.
All right, take care. All right, peace. All right, y'all. I think that's it. That's my time. I ain't going to start y'all out. That's the end of the show. We're going to get up off of here. Next week, I want y'all to tune in. We're going to really go in next week on this corp show. I'm going to bring y'all some information y'all never heard before. I'm going to give y'all some tools on how to do declaratory judgments in court. Okay, we're going to get in on that.
right? Make sure y'all check me out, www.makemoreMOOR.com. I guess I got a few minutes if anybody want to call in. I'll take another call if you want to talk to me. But if not, I'm going to get up out of here. MakeMoreCommerce.com, M-O-O-R. Make sure that you check me out, NaturalHerbs.com. We have a buy one, get one free sale right now. Get over there. All right, let's take another call before we get out of here. 216-415.
Yo, yo, Joey, what's happening, man? This is Kev out here in Ohio, man.
What's up, Kev? What's going on, brother?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to begin with you here in the next couple of days on the I'm trying to – what would be the best way of approaching my this third-party debt collector? Now, I heard you just mention you had two letters, the FCRA and the FCDPA or something like that.
Are they sending you letters or are they reporting your credit?
These were reported on my credit.
Okay, then you're gonna need to get the FDCPA letter, and then that first webinar I taught. Those will be the first thing. Or you can if you want to get money, get the FDCPA letter. If you're not interested in getting no money and you just want to get them off of your credit report, you can still get that same letter, or you can go get the letter that on my site that Jonah did. So you got a couple options for how you can move about.
I want the dough. So which one should I get?
Get the FDCPA letter.
Okay, and that. Well, you know what? I'm gonna probably end up doing a consultation, and then.
All right. Well, holler at me.
I can better direct you then.
But before you just go buy stuff from the site, set up something with me so we can talk, and this way we can figure out what you need. Okay. I don't want you just buying stuff from me.
Right. That's what I definitely want to do. So. Probably around Thursday, man. Hopefully you'll be available. I'm gonna try to get in contact with you, shoot you a text, and I want to try to go ahead and close my deal. I know I called last week, said I was going to do it, but my money was kind of tight this week.
I know it's good,
but,
it's good, man.
Last week,
man, everybody do stuff when they can, bro.
Yeah, so I'll be ready to close the deal here.
Okay, yeah, you got money.
Yeah.
When you're ready.
Okay, it'll definitely be around Thursday. How did your schedule cool in the evenings? Just hit you up anytime or?
Oh yeah. I can rap with you as long as you set up the console with me. I can rap with you, bro. Just set it up with me and then text me and then we'll schedule a time.
Okay, now which one I'm going to have to get, the debt collection consultation? I guess that would be the one.
Well,
consultation.
I tell you what. Well, the debt collection consultation. What that is that's essentially me going through, and it's an hour consultation, and that's where we go through your credit report and we look through what's going on. So that probably would be the best one for you to get.
Okay.
Because we'll take that time and go through your report.
Okay. So Wednesday, what if I go ahead and just scan my credit report, send it to you, take a look at where I'm at right then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the best way to do it. Scan it and send it to me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll be getting back with you here later part of this week.
Okay, Kev. Sound good, bro. Good to hear from you.
All right. Peace. Yeah, enjoy that swimming seminar. I know it got to be hot as hell out there.
Oh, man. It was 121 degrees yesterday, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy out here, man.
All right, man. Have a good one, bro.
I got to keep it moving, bro. Good to talk to you, bro. All right. Hit me up,
all right? All right, peace. Okay, I will.
All right, peace. All right, one more call, and I got to get up out of here. 718-879. Peace to the guys. Hello. 718-879. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Excuse me.
All right,
doing,
real
brother?
Quick, what's going on? Good, bud.
Listen, when I was trying to do, I know I got in here late, is I'm looking at discharging his debt with a money order. And it's pretty much and you the international money order. You purchase that, and I guess you you fill out exactly where you want to go. And
that's not how you do discharge at all. That's brother, set up a consultation with me so I can help you out. That's not how you do discharge. You get locked up trying to do it like that.
All right. Okay, good enough. And when is the best time?
I'm available. I'm pretty much available. My schedule's pretty open right now.
And it's pretty open?
Yeah, I got a pretty open schedule right now. I'll be traveling tomorrow, but other than that, I got a pretty open schedule.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, but you want to do that. You want to do that process the right way, man. We got a couple of different ways you can discharge, but make sure you do it the right way. I don't want you to mess around and do it the wrong way, man.
No, put some.
You can't use nobody else's route. Yeah, because you can't use nobody else's routing number. So I gotta. Maybe we need some time to explain that. So.
Oh right. Because I don't want to. I see a lot of people doing it different ways. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, man.
I want to get me.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to be messing. I want to mess around and find myself, you know, looking at the other side of the law and say, hey, what you doing here with this? I mean, I got enough problems with the law as it is.
I know. Yeah, set it up with me so that we can talk, man. Get the consultation, man. Go to my site. And then if you haven't by now, you might want to get your hands on that discharge webinar. Okay?
Which one is that now?
The discharge webinar.
The discharge webinar.
Discharge debt webinar.
Oh, okay. It's solely discharge debt webinar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. And everything's up to date, current and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. Everything is current.
Okay.
Yep. But if you set up a consult with me, man, through my site, Make More Commerce, we can wrap and I can guide you through these steps, okay?
Yeah, because I've been juggling with this in my mind, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. You know, because I understand people be using a promissory note, and I know it's supposed to be, you know, you got to tender
mm-hmm.
the account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do it the right way.
Unlawful.
Like, yeah.
And a lot of
mm-hmm.
stuff is not lawful.
Be done right. You want to do it the right way, though, man, so. Like I said, set it up with me so we can rap, bro. I don't want to rush you, but I got to get up off the line, man, because I got
to
get some people that's waiting on me.
You got to do it. I think this is enough.
Okay, bro.
Right on.
All right. Peace. All right, so we got to get up out of here, y'all. That's the show. I'm sorry to cut it short tonight. I got to run. I got like 7-8 people waiting to holler at me right now. So I got to roll. Check me next week. We're going to go into this corpse show a little further. Alright, I appreciate everybody that took the time to call in. Thank you for your energy and your time. Make sure you reach out to me for a consultation if I didn't fully answer your question so that we can get some more clarity. And anybody that's waiting on a consultation from me, Inner Beauty, I got you. And anybody else that's waiting on a product, make sure you reach out, okay? Alright, there's a lot going on, so I might need a little reminder, okay? Alright, so peace to the guys. I'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really you never was solid. No you can't sign me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I just tell that love is fake. don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, tryna play it safe. Vibes just like night and day. I can see a light right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.